This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton with the Times Union has a preview at Capital Confidential of an upcoming interview with former U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, scheduled to air Friday, October 6th. The former Republican congressman from Kinderhook has outlined his vision for changing government and political culture in the book Rally Point, Five Tasks to Unite the Country and Revitalize the American Dream. In his conversation with New York Now, Gibson said he believes the country is currently at a crossroads. Quote, for the 21st century, we need to rediscover the founding principles that were inherent in our Declaration of Independence and in our Constitution that really were designed to allow us to enjoy peaceful evolutionary change, end quote, said Gibson. Quote, we have moved away from this process of working together to change the law through the people's representatives, and we increasingly put power inside the executive branch, he said. Under those circumstances, Gibson said, the opposition party now automatically calls into question the legitimacy of any action taken. Quote, it has torn us apart, he said. Gibson's book goes on sale Tuesday, October 3rd. Read the full story in the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Sunday, October 1st, that approximately 53% of full-time SUNY and CUNY in-state students are going to school tuition-free this year. The number includes the students receiving an Excelsior scholarship, TAP, Pell, and other financial aid. Approximately 45,000 students were deemed eligible for free tuition through the Excelsior scholarship process, according to Cuomo's office. Quote, our first in the nation Excelsior scholarship is designed so more New Yorkers go to college tuition-free and receive the education they deserve to reach their full potential, end quote, said Cuomo. The number of students currently receiving scholarships aligns with the state's initial projections for the program's first year. The number of students eligible for the scholarship is expected to rise with each subsequent year until the program is fully implemented. There are still more than 6,000 applications pending final approval for this year, so ultimately the number of award recipients is expected to rise. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, announced last week that he has introduced the Organic Farmer and Consumer Protection Act in partnership with U.S. Representative Michelle Lujan, a New Mexico Democrat. Faso said, quote, fraudulent organic grain is deceptive to consumers but artificially drives down the price of real organics, hurting legitimate organic farmers, Faso said. News of the legislation was greeted by farmers and industry leaders alike. Tim Joseph, founding farmer of Maple Hill Creamery in Kinderhook, said, quote, we fully support the bill and are grateful to Congressman John Faso for introducing this important legislation, end quote. Read the full press release at faso.house.gov. And Heather Bellow is reporting in the Berkshire Eagle. The Berkshire Flyer Working Group, a group charged with brainstorming ideas for seasonal weekend rail service from New York City to the Berkshires, will begin its work by gathering data to determine how many people might use the train and at what times. By the end of the year, the group hopes to have a few service patterns that could be priced out by Amtrak. Some officials believe that focusing on a New York route using CSX and Amtrak rail could make the service financially feasible. Officials support the addition of passenger train service because it would stimulate the county's fragile economy by bringing more people into the Berkshires for both tourism and work commutes. The working group includes local and state officials, Amtrak and other transit officials, as well as the Berkshire business community. The group has a March 1st deadline to present its research and a possible plan to the legislature. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.